What's up, fam? Welcome back to the podcast. Y'all, this is another episode of Sisters and Friends, and I have a really cool surprise for everyone. I have literally my own future sister-in-law and my amazing, gorgeous mother-in-law. And so I am so excited to have Maya and Cherie on the podcast.
We are so excited.
We are so excited to be here.
You know, it's so funny because, like, this is, you know, obviously the casual podcast. And so I'll just go ahead and say something really funny is that I just said Maya and Cherie, and literally for like a year of our relationship as my mother-in-law, I could not figure out what to call you. Miss Cherie, Miss Huff? Yes. Is there like, are we close? Like, yes. Mom? Is it like, what do you do?
And it's honestly whatever is comfortable because I just feel like so close to the two of you already. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like, you know, God has blessed me with two boys that have found the two most amazing women. So sweet. It's like I have now gained daughters, the daughters that, you know, I never had. So it's such a cool kind of,
It's so cool. Cherie, so Cherie.
Mom, whatever.
On that level.
I used to call her Miss Cherie, and I just like, I was so tired of saying Miss because I'm just so not a formal person. So I started calling her Mama Cherie.
Yeah, me too.
And that's so fun too. Like, like whatever is comfortable, seriously. Yeah. Because
literally, I remember I called you Mama C for a while.
Mama C for a little
and then
while.
When I had Honey, I was like, oh, this is great because Honey's paved the way. Now I'll call you CC.
Because we were trying to figure out, because that's such a cool, like, you know, what to be called as a mother-in-law, as a now grandmother of a sweet, almost nine-month-old.
Yes.
Like, such a cool, you know, the way God works, like I said, just having two boys and now two daughters and now a granddaughter.
You're already crying.
I am getting to do, and I told Sadie, I'm not going to cry. But getting to do just kind of now all the girl things, you know, is such like a cool blessing. Yeah. Such a
Which
cool blessing.
I do think it's cool to talk about for a second because you mentioned this one time whenever, I don't know if it was one of our friends that asked you or it just got brought up that you didn't have a girl. And we're like, did you ever wish that you had a girl or kept trying? And you're like, well, now I do have girls, you know?
Yeah,
and like,
so
there was this season of, a long season of your life where it was just all boy,
all sports, all boy things, which has been, you know, so fun because I only have brothers. So I kind of, you know, God knew what he was doing, you know, like the boy mom. And then it's just been so fun now to do like such fun girl things and then now having a granddaughter and just getting to do like just so fun, you know, looking for girl things and dressing up.
I have to say it's so funny because you're such a good boy mom, but you're also like the most girly person I know. Which is kind of...
It's kind of a kind of... That is funny. That is,
I know. It's a way to maintain.
I'm trying to maintain, the girl thing as well. And I think that, you know, it's just... To be honest, it's so crazy to think, like I said, just, you know, having boys and doing all of the boy things. And then this season of life where you're like, this has been your family. Mm-hmm. And then they go out and find the two most amazing daughters that I could have just only prayed for, but, you know, just... Yeah. Never imagined.
Sweet.
And it's been such a blessing.
So sweet.
Such a blessing.
Well, sorry you're still in the hot seat because I have
I have more
questions for you. So I remember whenever Christian and I first got married and we were sitting in a hot tub somewhere on vacation and Chance was like talking about how y'all listen to this podcast and it was like about how whenever your son gets married, like it's so hard as like the mom to go through, it almost feels like a breakup.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so sad. But I'm like, but I'm so happy that I'm married. Like, sorry, I caused the breakup.
No.
But it's also a beautiful thing. And like, and you were explaining that like it's hard, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I do think that there are a lot of moms out there who really are struggling with that breakup. They're struggling with that part of like giving their son away. And you did it with me, with Christian, and now you're about to do it with Chance with Maya.
I know you love
us so much, but can you like speak to that? Because I think that there are probably moms listening who are going through that who
that's
are like,
so good.
How is
that's
she doing this with such grace? And how is she,
so
you know,
true.
Doing this with strength? Because I know that's hard too.
Mm-hmm. And it is. It is. And it's such a cool thing though, because it's, you know, it's truly God's design, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Bible says that a son, a man, will leave his father and his mother and become one with his wife. It's such a you know, cool God design that yeah. you just could never, you know, your family's going to always keep growing mm-hmm. and, you know, and children. And that's such a cool, you know, it's such a speaking into the generational thing of it all yeah. because, I mean, that's the most perfect design. That's the Bible is truth. That is exactly what is said. And that is just kind of the thing that, you know, I've always prayed for y'all even before I knew you, which is just, you know, such a cool thing to see how just God's timing is so perfect.
Yeah.
You know, so when y'all met, his timing, so perfect. Like, I know you've said before, had y'all met even a year before,
so true.
Had you met even, you know, a couple of years before, just like, just how perfect it was. And the same with Chance and Maya. They were friends, you know, in a high school setting that they didn't go to the same high school and then wound up reconnecting over COVID, which is such a cool, another cool thing because I think so many, you know, girls are constantly, you know, where will I find my husband and, you know, not really even enjoying whatever season they're in, whether it's a singleness or whether it's, you know, actually dating or engaged or just that kind of thing because, you know, you found, you and Christian found one another in Seaside.
And, so you know, on like a couple day vacation for me.
And so, you know, you didn't find him here in West Monroe. You didn't find him in Auburn. And, and the same for you. Yeah. It wasn't at FSU.
It was just by
over
random
kind COVID.
By chance.
Literally by chance. And, you know, and even for me and my husband, which we'll be married 28 years.
Come on.
Coming up, 28 whole years. And even, you know, of course we met, you know, way before social media, way before social media. But, you know, he and I lived like 15 miles apart.
Yeah.
But we didn't meet
crazy until college.
And, of course, he's, you know, 4.5 years older than I am. So, you know, God's timing so perfect.
Yeah.
We would have never dated had we met
in
high school because I was, you know, way too young. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just God's timing is so perfect, whether it's, you know, of course that wasn't a social media time where, like, I would have known him had it been, right? Because we lived so close to, you know, to one another in two little different towns, but still so close.
That's crazy. Then,
you know, met when I got actually in college and just, you know, that couldn't have been more perfect timing.
Yeah.
So cool.
God's
timing is so perfect.
It's like so many times, like, you want things on your time, but actually you don't. Like, because if I would have, like, gotten married whenever I thought I was going to get married, because everyone in my family got married at 18, praise the Lord. Not everyone matures that fast. City Rob did not. I need time. I needed 4 good more years to figure out some things and wait for Christian and all those things. So the timing is perfect. And so then I want to shift to Maya because you came into the picture at the perfect time and the most random time.
Yeah, it really was.
Bouncing off of what Sheree was just saying of like, you know, I'm sure coming back from college right after COVID that you weren't thinking about to meet my future husband.
It really is so funny because I had just told my friend, I was like, I'm so content just being single. Like, it's always how it happens. When you're not looking for anyone, I was so ready. And even when Chance texted me, I remember we were always with all my friends and we were jumping up and down the bed because we were so excited. But then the next day, I was kind of texting him a little bit and I looked at my best friend and I was like, I don't really know if I'm ready for this. I don't really know if this is really, like, the time. Like, I just want to make sure that it's from the Lord because I had just said I don't really know if I want to date anyone. Like, I'm just so happy being Maya. And then that's when Chance came into my life. But it was so cool because it was the most perfect timing because he was previously at Vanderbilt and I was at, I'm at Florida State. And so just kind of we both had our big kind of heart changes where we really found the Lord. Mm-hmm. We've known each other all throughout high school, but whenever we had those changes, it was more like kind of our freshman, sophomore year of college where we really found out, like, who we were and who we weren't. And then whenever we did, like, started dating, it was the end of sophomore year. So it was just so cool how God and everything was in his perfect timing, even for us, too, because it was so random that because Chance has never been home over for a long period of time.
Because he plays baseball.
And so whenever COVID happened, that was the first time he had ever been home for a long time. Yeah. And that was the first time I had ever been home for a long time. So we actually got to hang out and just build that connection. Like, no restaurants were open, nothing. The only thing we could do was
such a sweet
play tennis.
I want to talk about that because so many couples I feel like we were talking about this yesterday. Like, you have to date well because dating well sets you up for your marriage.
So
and
true.
And, like, y'all aren't in marriage yet, but I can already say y'all are going to have such a great marriage because you've dated so well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people kind of I guess, sleep on the dating zone, you know? Yeah. It's like they don't have fun. They don't do anything fun. Uh-huh. It's like kind of like, you know, that they're just so used to going to the same restaurant or doing mm-hmm. the same thing or just texting each other every day and not really being intentional. But y'all had some epic dates.
We really did.
So give the people a window into some of y'all's dates.
So actually where he proposed was the dock that we had first gone on, like some of our first dates. And one of them was like watching church out on that dock after we had coffee that morning. So that's just incredible.
So cool.
And then that dock is also where we would go when we would paddleboard. So there's like dune lakes and stuff by like our house or our home. And so we would go and go all throughout the dune lakes, and that was like when the first date too, I was so like intentional about the questions I asked. I was like, have you ever been in love? Like, have you ever, like, right out the gate? Because I just wanted to know. I was like,
let me just know what I'm getting
like,
into.
I just wanted to know what, like, because we've known each other since high school, so we already had like somewhat of a foundation, but we had never kind of come to the part where like, okay, I actually like you, you actually like me. Like now we're kind of in the process of like seeing if we want to date. And so I remember one of our first dates, I literally asked him on the thought of what I was like, so like, have you ever been in love? And he was behind me paddling. He's probably like, what is this girl?
You know what I mean?
Like, whoa. He's like, oh my gosh, she's already in love with me. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm actually trying to figure out if I am.
Yeah.
But it was just so sweet because we just went on a lot of dates where you actually have to talk to one another, you know? And one thing he was really, really good at that I wasn't good before was FaceTime. And because of COVID and because of everything and because we are long distance, like FaceTime is seriously such a gift. Yeah, and it's so awesome. Really y'all are all really good at FaceTiming. But it was FaceTimers. So sweet because he had told me after we had first kind of connected again, whenever he had asked me out on that date when I was with all my friends, and he had asked me, he said, okay, whenever you're alone, like, let me FaceTime you, like, whenever you're, like, on your drive home, because he knew I had a long drive that day. And I remember I was about 7 hours in my drive. It was, like, a 9-hour drive, so I only had 2 hours left, and he FaceTimed me. And I just remember that was such an intentional part of just, like, hey, like, let's actually talk. Like, let's not text.
Cool.
Like, let's actually talk, like, see each other face-to-face, you know? Or we would get on the phone and talk. And I remember my parents were like, who is she talking to? Because I talked to him for, like, 5 hours. But that's kind of a good, like, it's a good sign when you could talk to someone for so long, because that person, if you are going to date them and you are going to marry them, then you're going to be talking to them for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I was talking about that the other day, how Christian and I, like, I said something when I was doing a vlog. I was like, oh, yeah, Christian's about to be back, which it'll be so fun because we haven't seen each other for 2 days. We'll have so much to talk about. And I was like, but you know what's kind of funny? Even when we're together every day, I still somehow have things to talk about. You know, like, there's still something to say.
Yeah.
But that's so true. And Christian was like that, too. You raised some intentional boys because I remember Christian, every time, like, we'd talk, he'd be like, okay, do you want to talk, like, Tuesday night at 7? Like, he, like, always set a time, which I'm, like, not a very good, like, I'm not a planner. So I was, like, kind of thrown by that. But I was like, yes, we can talk Tuesday at 7. And sometimes, like, Tuesday at 7, we come around, and I'd just be getting a call from Christian, like, oh, it's Tuesday at 7. Like, hey. And, like, we would talk for hours. Yeah. And we lived in a two-bedroom apartment at the time, like, me, Lainey, Sarah, and Gracie. And so there's nowhere to really go to talk. So I went out on our balcony not knowing they could hear me, like, the whole time. And I'd come in at, like, 1, and they're like, so,
I was in a sorority house, so I had, like, that was my only, I lived in another room with two girls. And so I would go out on the patio, and someone would be like, oh, y'all just seem so happy. And I was like, yeah, you listen to the whole thing.
I know.
You know all of it.
You can't hide. But part of that's so fun because, like, your friends are there, and that once you get to the stage, like, you are getting married and you have your bridesmaids, like, those girls walk through the whole thing. Yeah. And, like, I kept y'all up till 1 every morning on that balcony talking. Like, they were just there for it all, and it's so fun. So I remember whenever I met you, and you were so sweet and so kind. And I remember I was actually using the bathroom when you came in the house, and, like, your voice carries so well. And you were, like, so sweet. And I remember coming out, like, she's like, she's so kind, like, so positive, so nice.
And thinking that in the bathroom, just
I was just like, can't wait to meet her in just 2 seconds. And you were just so bubbly and filled with joy. And
so
you have this brand, you know, M&M Designs, and you had the smiley face hats, which people were probably like, no way, that's her, because or maybe they all know that, because, you know, that's part of your life. But I remember thinking that reflects you so well. Like, your smiley face is literally you. Like, your joy is that face. And so it's just so cool. But I want you to talk about that. Like, how did that get started? How did you start something that became so successful? And what did that look like?
It was all God. And it was such an accident. It's so funny because everyone sees a smiley face hat, you know, like the Keep Smiling hat that we have, or like our TYJ and all of our things that are really positive and just spreading positivity. And they all think, well, oh, you must have been this extremely positive person. And yes, I definitely have been like a very joyful person my whole life. But it's so funny because the actual time that the hats came alive was whenever I was in my like deepest, darkest, like worst wow. season of my life. Like, I don't even know if you know this actually, but I was going through just a really hard time. Like I had was struggling a lot with school and just being in college is hard. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard when you don't know who you are going into college and you make so many mistakes on trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And so I was really there. And I mean, it just really took a toll. I was so anxious. I was so sad. And so I was actually on a trip with my family and I remembered we were going through Dallas and I was trying to look for all of these things. I was like, can I just wear something that like reminds me like to keep going? Like literally like that's where the keep smiling hat came from was literally because I needed a reason to keep smiling.
Yeah.
And so I was having such a hard time and I was like, you know, I can't find anything and I'm in Dallas. How can I not find anything in Dallas? And so I went home that night and it was 4 o'clock in the morning and my family's all in the same hotel room and I'm sleeping next to my little sister and I turn on a light and I start like drawing all these designs and I drew like the keep smiling and the TYJ because my dad always said, thank you, Jesus. And so that's where that came from. And I just drew all these things and I was kind of looking like, how do I do this? Like, how do I make it? And it was so neat because I went back to school and I was like, okay, I'm just going to make this for me. So I ordered one hat and one patch. And I said, this is my hat and I'm going to wear it to remind me to keep smiling because in college you kind of have to choose your own route. Like you can't really go with the crowd. And I learned that it took me a little while, but I learned that finally my sophomore year. And so I kind of wore it when I would go off on my own and kind of like need a reminder like, oh yeah, I am alone right now, but it's okay. Like keep smiling. Yeah. And so, cool. It was so cool. And then one person would be like, hey, like, where'd you get that? Yeah, and I was like, what do you mean? Where'd you get that? And so then I started making I would order a dozen and then I would order a lot of patches. And so it just was totally amazing. By God's design. Cause I was a pre-med major. Like I was interdisciplinary medical sciences. So preclinical perfection. So I was like supposed to be a physician's assistant. I had my nursing assistant's degree. And now I'm pretty much pursuing business and ministry full time.
That's amazing.
Which is so cool. Which even, you know, speaking a little into that, like you had once even told me and just God's timing and all of that because you began that over COVID, really, and had classes been fully in person, you wouldn't have been able to actually then do both at the same time. So you were able to pour into not only your class, but then this thing that you started for yourself that then so many other people just wanted to be a part of, like, and wanted to wear and also be like, that is the coolest thing. Just keep smiling, you know?
So cool.
COVID gave me an opportunity where I was kind of getting to the point where I couldn't keep up with the orders and stuff. Right. So I knew I need to make a website. And so I was like, okay, I'll go and I'll make a website. But if I make this website, I don't want anyone else to buy it and not know like where it came from. Mm-hmm. That it came from a source of, no, we need to keep smiling. And it was so crazy because God gave me that from my life that happened a season ago. But then it was so relevant in everybody else's life because it was when COVID hit and the world was
so
literally
and we needed that reminder.
So lost and had no reason to smile because everyone was so scared. Yeah. So really was so cool.
Man, God is so intentional. And like if you have the eyes to see Jesus, you will see him. And like you really do have the eyes to see Jesus and everyone can have those eyes. And I just think it's so cool that, you know, in a time where it was really dark and it was really hard and in even a season of COVID where the whole world, it was really hard. Like you had the eyes to look up and say like, okay, like I know I need something for me. And like we are responsible for taking care of our own heart and taking care of our own actions and stuff. And so I just think that's so cool. And I love that it came from a place where you needed it because I think that's the misperception that people think when people are like doing something awesome, they're like, oh, their life's perfect. But normally it's so true, out of a place of pain. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, I mean, every single message I talk about comes out of the place that I needed to hear it. Yeah. I need to write it because I need a reminder. Mm-hmm. And it's like people were like, oh, she's got it all together. I'm like, I'm preaching to myself before I'm preaching to anyone. Mm-hmm. It's so cool that you mentioned that your dad said, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I love whenever we get something from our father because it reminds me of, like, how we get what we know from God. And, like, whenever I was 5, I, like, used to get so bothered by the fact that my dad gave everyone else nicknames but me. And I'd be like, I want a nickname. Like, I want to be cool. And I actually, like, remember when I was young thinking, like, I didn't have a cool enough personality to have a nickname because, like, when people have, like, a nickname, that means that they're, like, known as something, yeah. you know? And then my dad would always say, like, Sadie, you're just the original. You're Aww. Just the original. That's just who you are. Mm-hmm. And he would, like, always say this to me. And then fast forward, like, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years later, and I'm like, I want to put a message out there. And then I'm like, what message do I need? I'm like, my dad always said I'm the original. Mm-hmm. And then there's a sign behind you that says live original. Like, so it, came, it mm-hmm. comes out of this place mm-hmm. of, like, pain in your life and, like, what your dad mm-hmm. spoke over you.
Yeah.
And, like, that is how, like, a spiritual representation is. Like, mm-hmm. when we have things in our life that are hurtful or that are painful or whatever, letting God speak into it mm-hmm. not only seals it in your own heart, but it mm-hmm. normally yeah. also reaches other people. Because, yeah, like so you true. Said, you weren't the only one that needed that message. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone needed yeah. that message. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one that needs the message to live original and remind you that, like, you can be confident mm-hmm. who God created you to be, not compared to the rest of the world. Everyone needs that Everyone, message,
yeah,
you know?
So true.
And so when we open up about the things that we're going through, it's amazing because normally the enemy wants you to think, oh, well, people will think you're weak. Mm-hmm. But no, people see mm-hmm. God's strength.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I just think your story is incredible. And I'm so glad you shared that with me mm-hmm. and with everybody because, like, people do see yeah. you and they're mm-hmm. like, she's the most positive person ever. She's a ball of joy. And you mm-hmm. are. But that doesn't mean mm-hmm. you don't go through things yeah. too mm-hmm. and, like, look at what's come from that. And yeah. so now I want to talk to you about this because mm-hmm. not only did you start something, but you've sustained something.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do.
It's definitely
and so talk about just the challenges. Yeah. And mm-hmm. what I love about you, Maya, and now she has a podcast. Everyone go listen to it. In This Together, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, In This Together podcast.
In This Together podcast. Mm-hmm. So, like, you've started all these things, and these things are hard to do. Like, yeah. they don't just happen. You don't just, I'm just going to start a podcast. Like, right. that takes work, and mm-hmm. you don't just start ironing hats. Like, it's hard. Like, you have to order, you have to mm-hmm. do it. So, how did you sustain this? Mm-hmm. And what advice do you have for people who, like, maybe have this desire to start something, but they're kind of struggling with that sustainability side of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I think the thing that so many people think is whenever you start a business or you start anything, like you start a podcast, that you have to have all of the things together and you yeah. have to have it all planned out for like a year. Because we go to school and we're to be like a business major or whatever they say. You have to have a business plan. You have to do this. And if the Lord wants it to happen, he'll make it happen.
That's right.
Like he could use a rock. He yeah. can use you, you know? Yeah. So I think that's a thing that everyone always so asks, true. Like, how did you start the business? And it's like, actually, you look, and it wasn't even really me starting the business. It was kind of by accident. But
yeah.
the way I kind of helped sustain it was just kind of realizing that God brought this, and as long as he keeps on bringing things yeah. and they're in accordance to his will, I'll say yes and amen.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's kind of been how, I mean, even with the podcast, too, I loved you posted, I think it was a reel or something the other day of you, and you were, like, holding honey, and you were writing your book, and it shows, like, those things take hard work. Like, mm-hmm. I know, obviously, we show, like, the amazing moments and stuff like that, but there's moments where I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning yep. packaging orders because I didn't know no what I got myself into. No one else wants to do it because no one else is on the line. There's times that you kind of have to, mm-hmm. you have to hunker down and be like, okay, if this is what God is bringing me to, mm-hmm. it's okay if it takes hard work.
Totally.
It's okay if it takes 4 a.m. nights right. or mornings yeah. or whatever it is.
There's a verse in Psalms 127 we talk about all the time at LO, and it says, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, but he gives his beloved rest.
Yes.
And I love that. And we talk about that all the time because, yes, the Lord has to build the house. Mm-hmm. The Lord has to sustain the house. There's something amazing about knowing that, like, I don't have to, like, push this and keep this going. Mm-hmm. If it's going to get out, God's going to use it.
Yeah.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But at the same time, you got to work hard.
Yeah.
You got to show up. You got to be willing because so many of us are like praying for God to move and God's like, I am moving. You move.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I'm always yeah. moving. Like yeah. you yeah. move. Mm-hmm. Like you put your hands right. to work. So there's this balance of working hard but trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard and trusting God with the outcome.
Yeah.
And just knowing that like I'm going to do my best. I'm going to mm-hmm. show up. I'm going to work my butt off. At the mm-hmm. end of the day, God is the one that's going yeah. to bring it out. God's the one that's going to sustain it. And sometimes things don't work. You
yeah.
know, sometimes you have something that's for a season
right. yeah.
and you move on.
Yeah.
But then there is something to being planted in something and mm-hmm. working through those hard stages of it. And
yeah.
you've done an incredible job
Thank
with
you.
That. So I want to get back to you because one thing that you do so well at as a mom
oh.
is –
Lots
I mean,
of things.
a lot of things. I could go on a lot, but one thing that you do really well at is you have these, I'm going to include us as kids. You have these four kids. I am a child of yours
yes.
now. Yes. I know. Maya's almost there.
No, and I
but
feel
you treat us
way,
like,
yeah.
you treat us like we're yours for yeah. sure. Like you have these four kids and we all have like different things going on. Like Maya is crushing it, doing Eminem mm-hmm. and all the things that she's doing. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of things with LO. Christian started a new podcast
mm-hmm.
and so just, you know, has started being a dad. dad and all the things, and then Chance is playing baseball in college and all that. And I think, you know, that can maybe feel overwhelming sometimes. Like, how do you love all the people the same? But you, you love everyone the same, and you... No, not one of us, I would say, feels like you don't care about what we have going on. Like, you always ask, you're always intentional. Yeah. And so my question is, do you actually put intention behind that, or do you just love everyone the same? Well, because I think, you know, my mom even talks about, like, she has six kids, like, and but she's so into all of it, so she has to intentionally be into all of
it. And
that.
I think it's just... it is intentional, but then I feel like, too, it's just such a natural thing. And, like, you know, being... You know, when you first become a mother of one, and then you're like, how can I love another child even as much as this one? And then it's just so crazy how God just, that capacity is just there. It is so there. And just such a cool thing to witness, you know, all the things that God is doing in all of your lives. I mean, just literally so amazing that... Like, just kind of like you starting what you've done and what you've started, that what you've done, just like saying yes and all those little steps that you could have never imagined where you would be now, right? Just all of those little things. And even for the boys and what they've done throughout their lives, just how God has prepared them in each step of the way, and then getting married, and then now having a child, and then Chance now getting married. It's just such a cool thing, and I feel like I just wouldn't miss any of it in the world.
Yeah.
And so I just think that's such an important thing, you know, just to be there, be present. And
you do a good job at it.
And I feel like I always just want to be, felt like I'm available.
Yeah, you are.
Know, for all things. Yeah. Like, I just...
Even a phone call.
A phone call.
Yeah.
And it's
never miss a phone call.
You don't. Well, and it's just, and it's one of those things that I'm just kind of, and not that I'm just like such a phone person, but I don't want to ever miss anything.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that, like, not a fear, but of a FOMO, and not even a FOMO, but maybe just like, I just want to be available.
Yeah.
Like, if I miss, you know, a phone call or just whatever, I just want to be available.
It's so cool because you ingrained it in Chance and Christian.
Oh, Christian. Like,
I was such a horrible communicator, to be completely honest, before I met Chance, and he's so good about, like, picking up the phone, but it's because you modeled that for him, and now he knows to pick up the phone, and he's great at calling or checking if I'm there on time or, like, where are you? Have this, and I'm like, oh, I'm here. Just, you know, like, just track me. And he's like, but he's like, no, I need to, like, hear your voice. And I think that's so sweet that they've literally learned that from you being so good at that.
I have to say, Christian's so funny because, like, he's never put pressure on me to be like you in any way, which is so kind in the sense of, like, you are very put together and, like, make your bed every morning. You have, you know, make sure everybody has lunch, like, all the things, you know. And sometimes I'm like, woo. But one thing Christian has put on me, which I appreciate, he's like, answer the dang phone. Like,
yes,
like, seriously, he's like, it actually means a lot. Like, it actually bothers me when you don't answer the phone because it makes me feel like I wasn't important enough for you to answer. And I'm like, man, that's so sad. Like, I do want to answer. And I do now. Like, I actually, like, really intentionally try to always be available to
And that's something they probably, I'm sure they've made fun of me over the
sometimes
of the years because
sometimes it's really funny.
If I don't hear from, then I might worry, and I don't mean to worry because we shouldn't worry. But I'm just saying that is a thing. That is a real thing. But I just feel like, you know, I don't know. Family is so important, and that is something you have to, model.
Yeah, one thing that's like the best is when you answer, you're like, I'm in the shower. Like, why did you answer?
I know. Is it important? I'll be out. No, that is funny. That is real.
It is real.
It's just because, and the funny thing is just even if, like, you're so cute when you'll send, because honey loves a FaceTime. Like, she loves to look for the FaceTime. And then, like, if I do miss it, and then it's so funny when you'll send me the Snapchat picture or the snapshot picture of
well, I just want you to know it's
on the FaceTime.
Me.
Here it is.
And it's not just, super important, but it is important.
It is just the cutest thing ever. And I just feel like, you know, all of that and those moments are so special and so important just to be able to pour into whatever everybody's doing.
Yeah.
It's
true. Like, we don't want you to miss anything too, because, like, for those who don't know, Christian's family lives in Florida and we live in Louisiana. And so that is hard, you know, and sometimes y'all miss things or we miss things or whatever. But, like, FaceTime really is such a gift because
–
and it takes that, like, you know, making sure that – we pretty much talk to y'all every day because we try to, like, keep up.
It's so sweet. And, you know, and that is such a cool thing, too, because, you know, nobody ever really knows what that's going to look like because – You know, my husband, he's one of four, and we actually all live in Niceville, which is so rare, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my brothers don't live where we live, but my parents live there and my in-laws live there. So that is such a cool thing. And so just, you know, you don't ever know where people are all mm-hmm. going to wind up. And so, like you said, FaceTime is the best. And the fact that we are so blessed to get to see you both so mm-hmm. often, yeah, which is, really mm-hmm. like, so cool, because cool. you would think, because you live away, it's mm-hmm. not, but, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. so we've been so lucky, and just being able to, either we're coming here, or y'all are coming to Florida, mm-hmm. and we're getting to see Maya mm-hmm. just as often, and, mm-hmm. you know, even had a cool trip to Tallahassee yeah. recently mm-hmm. stopped in, just to get to see her shop, and you know, what a cool.
And that's why you make it such a priority, because you, they didn't have to stop, you know what I mean, like, yeah. because well, family is such a priority. Whenever you're driving by, it's like, oh, I'm going to stop and yeah, take, like, totally. An hour or however long to come see me. Like, that was so sweet. Like, that just shows, like, how much you put it wow. in priority.
That was yeah. just such a cool thing. And you know, my husband is, Chandler is all about, like, even from leaving there, he's like, that is the coolest district. And then yeah. it already had him thinking of a cool business idea, just the way his brain works for where we live. And mm-hmm. just how, like, he can give back to our own community mm-hmm. in such a way of, mm-hmm. like, artists like yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was just really funny.
That's
just
so cool.
Like, he's like, I am going to talk
to... Mr. Chandler is always thinking.
And it's a cool thing to see him and the way he works like that. Because mm-hmm. yeah. He was like, I'm going to call Brandon. And that's something we can really do in Niceville. And I feel like really do something cool for some artists in our area.
That's so cool.
So it's just like, you know.
You never know what a little stop will do.
No, it was just such a, you know, a cool mm-hmm. thing. So mm-hmm. I just think
that's awesome.
That not ever wanting to miss yeah. out, and just kind that's of cool. wanting to always be intentional on
that's
visits
cool.
or FaceTimes or
you do a good job whatever. At it. Well, last thing I have to ask, because yeah. the people want to hear about Love Hurts. I'm sure everybody wants to hear about Love Hurts. Yes. The TV show All of America's Missing.
They are missing.
I mean, if yes. anyone's listening to this podcast yes. and you are like a TV show person, or you know, you can get like this show needs to be on television. No, so okay, but for real, yeah. like no. we obviously. They are doing our yep. thing, but you're doing your thing too.
Yeah,
yeah you're yep. in a tennis
yes.
league.
So yes, I
superstar.
Play in a tennis league. No. It's so fun. And it's just a group of women that we began. Most of us did not play tennis growing up. Some did, and those girls are really good. And some didn't, like myself. But no. But no, we just kind of like began this tennis group.
But tell, and it was a bunch tell us of how moms. Long ago.
Oh, my goodness. The kids were literally in elementary school. So it has been really the same core group of women. And we've added some over the years as girls have moved into town. And some, unfortunately, have had to move out. But literally that we just kind of do life with. And,
yeah.
you know, it's more than tennis. And it's just get-togethers. It's such a cool thing to see this group of women. There's 16 of us, 17 of us, mm-hmm. that just all have such cool different gifts. And with whatever it is. And we celebrate life together,
yeah,
whether it's
so many parties,
weddings, or it's baby showers,
or music
it's
videos, music
birthdays, big birthdays.
Let me just say, like, just of all the things. People at our wedding, the people breaking it down the most when it's where the Love Hurts
tennis
team,
which is so fun because they all know, and it's such a cool group that you know loves well, that does things together well, that we do. We love tennis and we love each other, and mm-hmm. just kind of have such a cool group that. Can go through life together. And that's something, even in our area, there's so many tennis groups. And I just can say that we are still, like, yes, we do play tennis, but we're also just the best of friends. Just good
yeah.
friends that we get to do things together and yeah. do life together, whether it's, gosh, so many things mm-hmm. With
it's everything.
Everything.
Which
everything,
I have to say,
literally.
Like, I just wanted to make that point because, you know, y'all – have been friends for like 15 years yeah. or whatever and played tennis together, and that's obviously yeah. been a part of it yeah. but it's more than that, it's just community
yeah.
building
it's community.
And
it's
I want to
community.
Say that because so many moms out there, you know, I think sometimes you're like, oh, like it's so hard to have a community when you're a mom, and that is true, like even just having one kid, I'm like
yeah.
it is hard because yeah. you're busy mm-hmm. and all the things, and it's so easy to just put that to the side, but you know, that is a great idea to like start a tennis team, start mm-hmm. a league of something, and like she said, they didn't play tennis before
no.
they just
we were literally a bunch of never evers.
Yeah.
started something.
And they actually worked their way
yeah.
up. They were like started at the bottom and now they're
right.
at the top of the league. And like,
to
I'm just,
top,
hey,
yeah.
I'll brag if she won't. Like, honestly, hey, I'm on Love Hurts too, so hey. You know, it's
it
just
is.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
And so I think kind of the theme of this whole conversation has really been around intentionality. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you want community, if you want to have a solid family structure, like it really does take intentionality. And
yeah.
I understand that there are some things that are really hard that people are walking through that keep them from having that community or keep them from having that family bond or that family tie. And to you, I just want to say there's so much compassion there. And just because, you know, we're talking about all the good stuff doesn't mean there's still not hard stuff. Every family walks through things, but it does take being intentional, forgiving well, loving well, showing up. And so I hope, if anything, this conversation has been an encouragement to you, and just you've seen how God can work in just incredible, intentional ways, and how you can also show up and work in incredible and intentional ways. So, Sheree and Maya, thank you for being on the Sisters
of Friends podcast.
Thank you for having us. I love you guys so much.
Yes, we love you so much.
Y'all are the best.